we say deep cries out to deep. We're trying to get past your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and get to your spirit, man. And that's where deep that calls out, cries out. Something past your emotions, past your mind, past your will that you can't even detect that's in your spirit, man, that's the only place that God operates in, okay? And so until we can get quiet, and this has really sort of all been said and sung this morning, so I'm just trying to reiterate Pastor Roz's message and Kristen's message. I'm going to call it a message. And so this is probably a time to say something here real quick. You know, this whole church standard of a pastor or a preacher getting a message on Sunday in a professional way, God never designed that. He never, you know, not to say that you can't get life through it, but if Sunday mornings, all I'm doing is getting some information to give you in your head, you'll never grow spiritually. See, I've got to get in front of heaven and go to the deep place, let deep cry call to me, that deep, and then let that deep comes out on Sunday morning. There's a difference between that and going to school and learning how to preach. Are you listening to me? And so that's why the body of Christ is so shallow, because they never get really anything that comes from the deep part of men, okay? And that's the only, you see, God has a standard. He'll never let it go. You know, deep cries out to deep, right? See, it's the spirit of man that it says in Psalms 27, it's the spirit of man that God's candle. So it's inside of you, Rob, the part that you can't detect yourself, that Kristen's already said this. She did me like she did you. She already said this. Until you start waiting on him and stop praying stuff for yourself and just let the deep in him get decided to deepen you. So that bond, she said, gets tighter and tighter between him and you. See, we keep trying to form a relationship with God on knowledge, how much knowledge we have of the Bible. That's not going to do you. That's a start, but that's not going to do you. Until you start letting deep call out to deep, until you let him touch you where you can't sense his touch. Okay? Because he's touched, you know, it's past whatever you can think. The way God touches you and communicates with you is past what you can think. Right? So it's past what you can conjure up in your mind. Right? You've heard sermons that say do this, that, and you try to do them, they don't work. Because you haven't spent time with God in the deep. Okay? Chantel, can I pray for you? So we got to learn how to spend time with God in the deep places, right? Remember what Kristen said? She was afraid of the tsunami at first. But then wait a minute, the tsunami is for my behalf. It'll wreck all of my natural thinking. And it'll start to bring me into another realm of thinking that I knew not of. Okay? I didn't know about this realm. I didn't know. See, listen. You know, God, there's a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. The old way you thought passed away. God set up a whole new standard for getting there, and you can't detect it with your mind. God set up a whole new order that you can't detect with your mind. He set up a whole new creation that you cannot detect with your mind. They can teach you the Bible from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. Your mind still can't detect this kingdom. It can't detect this realm. It's not until you get quiet and start calling from deep to deep and getting past your own mind and your own mental reasoning of what the Bible means, and let him, the Bible's very precious, but let him tell you what it means, but your mind can't pick it up. It's only spirit to spirit, right? Did I have a scripture up there yet, Dre? Proverbs 20. So it has to be, they sung about it. That was Father's heart about it. That was the Holy Spirit about it. Deep calls out into deep, right? You know there's a deep part of you? And so, you know, here's God creating a whole new order. It's kind of like the whole, that's not yet. There's a spirit of man. Did we lose it? Yeah. So can you guys witness with Chantel? There's a spirit in her. That factor in human personality which proceeds immediately from God. That's the lamp of the Lord searching where? Searching the mind? No. The innermost. So there's a factor in Chantel. An image of God in Chantel that's deeper than her mind. Do you know why the Bible says every thought has to be captured and brought into subjectivity? Right? Because your thought life keeps leading you astray. It has to be brought down. So we're bringing down Chantel's thoughts and her reasonings on how to be a Christian. We're bringing those down and letting God define those. We're bringing those down to the to a realm that was created at the new creation that only God knows about and only her spirit knows about in God. So now she's subjecting herself to that. She's letting her mental thoughts be broken down. God, I've reasoned too long, and I've heard other people's reasoning too long. I've heard the preacher's reasoning too long, and it didn't come from my spirit, man, or his spirit, man. It came from our idea of what religion's supposed to be. And I'm letting all that go and allowing you to have from the center to the circumference of my life, whatever that does. So what if I can't think it? My faith says you're doing it. My faith says you're doing it, right? My faith says you're doing it. I don't care what my thoughts are. Bring those down, because all they do is get in my way. They get in your way. Because with my own thoughts, I keep trying to please you with my own strength, and it never works. They fail, and they fail again, and they fail 1,000 times. Do y'all know how good worship and the ministry was from Chris this morning? I'm going to try to keep it short. I'm trying to keep it short because they did the job. Here's the Holy Spirit trying to teach you. Deep cries out to deep. There's a deeper part of you than you see or feel. And that's where your faith's got to be in what he can do, right? See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against our human, you know, the human side's got to go. Here's a spirit able to raise up spirit. I like the quote, don't y'all? When Jesus came to give me life, the spirit came to give me abundant life. But that's going to happen in my spirit, see. Somebody said, where is it? You haven't yielded your spirit to the abundant life of his spirit, see. So we're praying for Chantel. We're prophesying over Chantel, the grace from heaven in her inner man. Because her spirit is the lamp of the Lord. You know, and if he can't get his match down far enough, God just, see, this is why we pray. This is why we pray. You know, this is why we pray for the wrong reasons. We want to ask God. We want him to give us an answer in our minds. Stay with me, Chantel. We want him to give us an answer in our minds. What's the answer? That's always mental to us. See, that's always mental to us. This is how we approach a religion. I'm praying. God's going to give me an answer. I can hear it in my mind. And we expect some mental, logical, reasonable response from God. And you won't get it. Sit quiet with me. I want to get it in your spirit, man. I want to strengthen you with might by your spirit in the inner man. This is the only way I do it. I do it down on the inside of you where your mind might not even be able to detect it. So you might come out of prayer not knowing anything happened except for something transpired in my inner man that I can't even explain to you. It's bigger than me. It's a realm away from me and you. It's bigger, right? Right? So this is Rob. This is Chantel's destiny. Something happened. Oh. So here's guys. So ministry has always got to be in the spirit. Life has always got to be in the spirit. See, we want logical answers to prayer. And God says, no, I want to bind myself to you and let the answers come that way. That's called faith. That's called Christianity. That's called walking in the spirit. That's called being filled with the spirit continually, letting the water rise, right? Weren't they ministering this morning? The water is rising. First, you might be like, this ain't working. You know, you stick your little toe in there and run, right? Chris said, I ain't going close. She said, sharks in the water. There's no sharks in God's water. The devil will put a fear in us, see? He put a fear. Don't be afraid to rise in the spirit. See, you know, Christianity has succumbed to man's thinking and preachers' thinking, and how, you know, God, you know, we get emotional, right? That's the soul realm. That's the soul realm, not the spirit realm. That's the soul realm. We get emotional, and we start crying, God's going to help me, bless God, you know. And, you know, in the soul realm, God's not there. With all your emotion, with all your crying, with all your, you know, Pastor Jerry tells a story, she cried, and like, God. And finally, after 2 hours, God said, okay, you finish. Get quiet and wait on me. Thank you. You got to love getting quiet. You got to love the way that duck, how that, you got to get used to how that feels. Because, you know, it's like when we talked about Abraham, God's not going to change it. You got to change, right? Here was the song. Here was the song this morning. Come up higher. But you got to learn to wait for the spirit of this stuff. You know, the spirit of it. The spirit. It might be a slow course, but eventually it'll pick up. But you got to make your stand there. You got to hold the line. Are you okay? No. Yeah. You going to be okay? You know, Pastor Jerry talked about Zacchaeus the other. Somebody else was there. Here's what we said about Zacchaeus. You know, he is the guy in the Bible. He was a rich guy. He was a chief. He was a chief. He was a chief. The chief of HUD. He was the chief of the collection department. You know, chief of the IRS. You know. Come on now. Chief. Rich. Big time rich. Rich. Rich and crooked, you know. Thank God for the blood. You okay? Stay up here. You all right? Stay up here then. Stay up here. I don't know why. Just stay. But, you know, here's what we saw. You know, he go climb that tree because he want to see Jesus. See, something has to happen in her inner man first before her life changes. Are y'all listening? Something has to happen in my inner man first. I don't need necessarily a logical answer to prayer. I need my faith and my connection with God to happen. This, Chris, I'm repeating, Chris, I need my faith and that bond with God to happen. See, we keep getting it mixed up. God, why won't you answer me? I'm trying to grow you. Then your answers will come, before, and you don't even know how. Just get close to me. Just bond with me in the spirit. Deep cries out. The deep cries out. The deep in God cries out. The deep in me. The deep in God. Come on, put your hands on her head. The deep in God. She's God. She's, come on, God. Come on, God. God, God. The deep in God cries out to the deep in Chantel. There's the answer down in here. There's the answer in the inner man. There's God lighting the candle of her spirit. Okay. You should be crying out, God, light my candle. God, light my candle. Light my candle. I don't need an answer to a prayer right now. I need you to light my candle because it's too dark down there still, and I still walk by my thought life. I still preach by my thought life. I still testify by my thought life. I still sing by my thought life. It's still too emotional. Nobody's growing up into the abundant life yet. We're saved, but there's no abundant life. So here's Zacchaeus. Here's Zacchaeus. And he climbs a tree. He's a rich man. He's climbing in a tree, you know. And he's I got to see Jesus. But listen. Do you know that? Here's what we found out. Pastor Jerry something. Here's what we found out. You know, the rich man ain't going to climb a tree like that unless something's happened to him already. You got me. Do you know in his spirit, man, he saw the Lord already? He saw him with the eyes of his heart. He saw him like God's doing an operation on Chantel right now, down in the inner man, right? He saw him. You know, he climbed a tree because he said, man, they sang the song, something happened to me on the inside or something. I'm about to burst, you know. Something's going on. I got to see this man. I don't care about my money. I don't care about my reputation. I don't care what people think about me. I've seen my life got turned upside down already because he touched me in my inner man. Oh, I already saw him inside. I already saw him. He realty more real to me than my own nephew, than my own child. He more real to me than my own. Because I saw him down here. See, it's stronger down there than it is on the outside. It's stronger than flesh and blood. So if God has an encounter with you and you see him in the spirit like that, you know, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to me, but my Father in heaven revealed it to me. I see him like I never saw a man before in my life. And I started thinking about that. You know how people preach good messages finally. And then you say, oh my God, that's why when Cain and Abel, they both of them came bring sacrifices. But Abel had seen Jesus already. That's why his sacrifice was more acceptable to God. They both gave sacrifices. Nothing wrong with bringing the ground and stuff like that. Except for Cain brought his religiously. He hadn't seen him. It wasn't in his spirit. It was all in his soul. All in his mind. Are y'all following me? He's able to see Jesus way back then. Oh, you're going to redeem the whole world. You're going to die on the cross. Everything all right back there.
I'm hanging on now.
Listen, in the water. See, the deep of Abel was crying out to the deep in God. Way back before Calvary. And so here's Abel. I'm going to bring me a sacrifice. I'm going to bring my best, right? Because I see it's already happening. Listen, when Shanique was singing, did you feel sort of deep crying out? It's no use in her singing it unless it's happened to her. Right? And you can kind of tell. Some people sing it because they want you to clap. I don't be real good about it. It's just soulish. But the other people, the deep call out deep. You know what? I am clean. I'm clean because I've seen the cleanser. Right? And so it's real. It's first chair, Ron. It's Christianity. You know, Christianity shouldn't have a second generation. It should all, I see it. It's always new. It's always new. It's always fresh. It's always real. It's always spiritual. And it keeps growing and growing. We go up one rung, we go up the next rung. It keeps going higher and higher and higher. That's so much so that Wigglesworth said, if you backslide, you know, if you don't praise the Lord today more than you did yesterday, you backslide. Why? Because this thing should keep going higher and higher. The song, he's lifting you higher. I'm going to be very short this morning. The song, he's lifting you higher. You stop worrying. Because listen, all is it about, when the attacks start coming, okay, I'm not going to start asking God anything. I'm going to go get in his presence. I'm just going to go deep. Come, I'm going to cry. You know, give me that peace from another realm. Because, see, the natural realm cannot defeat that spiritual realm. Get me in that place. Get me in that place. Pastor Ross, could you stand up? Here's what Pastor Ross said to all of us prophetically this morning. See, I listen, man. I listen. I'll tell you what, Pastor Ross, I listen. I got a report card on you. I listen. I got a report card, man. And she sung like this. She said, you know, deep cries out to deep. And then she said, it's that place where deep cries out. Deep cries. It's that place. See, here's what. See, when I'm getting attacked, I'm going to find that place. There's a place in the spirit where deep cries out to deep. My mind gets clouded. I think crazy stuff. I said, wait a minute, I need that place. Is she okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. They moving stuff. Okay, come on. Come on. So there's a grace on her to continue to prophesy to us by the hand of God, one-on-one with heaven. So when she's up there, do y'all know she's speaking and singing prophetic things to her? Her stand all up, they're speaking prophetic things to her. So, Lord, let that continue to nourish your body. And like she sung, Lord, help us to find the place where deep cries out to deep. Help us to find that place. Because when we get there, when we find that place over and over and over again, we get used to that place. Boy, oh boy, do we grow spiritually. Pastor Ross, keep doing it. Keep doing it in Jesus' name. Thank you. See, nothing's in vain here. Nothing's in vain. See, not even this right here. This is not in vain here. Well, y'all think it's, you know, I'm showing off. It's not in vain. See, really, remember what I said what ministry is? All it is an impartation of the life of God in me to the life of God in you. Because Christ can only build Christ. Gary can't build Christ in you. Okay. All right. So here's a, you know, here's this morning, God's carrying on. You know how you say sometimes people, they're carrying on. God's carrying on this morning. So the life of God comes inside of you. So then listen, Pete, next week it gets higher. Uh-huh. And next week it gets higher. See? And the following weeks it gets higher. Right, Jay? Right, Jay? It gets higher the next week. Right. We stay in the kingdom. We never dismiss. We depend on the operation of the spirit. And we never overlook your spirit, man. Because there's a difference between your soul and your spirit. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And most of Christianity is soulish. We don't stop and cry enough from deep to deep. And so everybody that we read in the Bible, all those encounters like Zacchaeus, you know, you can just name them. I named, you know, Abel and Cain. Way back then, somehow God got to Abel's spirit, man. And get to your spirit. And get to, you know, Christianity was meant to be in your spirit. And we've been too light on the spirit, you know. You know the Greek or the Hebrew is called, what they call it, pneuma. Pneuma. Huh? The church is full of brain power. Not enough pneuma, D. Not nearly enough pneuma. Where's the spirit, man? Where's the spirit, man? What does it say in Hebrews chapter 4? Y'all remember that? The word of God can do what? Divide between soul and spirit. Not enough dividing going on. Not nearly enough dividing going on. I see people with all kind of problems, but there's no pneuma in their life. And like Chris said, you know, I don't pray. Don't ask for anything. Just get the pneuma thing going. Watch what happens. Watch the resurrection life start coming out of your inner man. See, there's a spirit to life, and there's a spirit inside of you, and God gives that spirit understanding. Shanique, come. God gives the spirit understanding, right? And so here's God, and we're going to pray for Shanique. Here's God. She's right here. He's going to go past that head. Okay? I'm trying to give you, I'm talking about always. I'm talking about every time. Every time I want to communicate with God, I'm going past that beautiful brain that I created, and there's a purpose for it, but I'm going to go past it. Because I'm spirit, and then she's spirit. I'm going to go past the brain. I'm going to go down past all that beautiful in the body, the brain. I'm going to go down to her inner man, right? That's where I'm going to go. That's where I'm going to communicate with her. That's where I'm going to light my match. This is where I'm going to light it up right here, right? And even if I could only get a little smothering, smoking flax in there, I'm going to light it. And the next time she comes to me, it's going to get hotter. And the next time she comes, it's going to get hotter. And it's going to keep getting hot, right? Because it's better that you be cold, you know, neither cold or hot, right? Then lukewarm got unlike, you know. So he's going to keep moving and getting hotter and hotter. And so until she's going to dispel the flesh and fleshly teaching in favor of the anointing that lives on the inside of her spirit, the teacher from the inside, right? So all this week, she's going to need it this week. can y'all say amen? I need to give Lisa up here too. All this week she's going to need the pneuma life in the spirit, right? Because soon she started depending on that mind, the devil says, I can get in there. Okay, so can you put your hand on a pneuma? Thank you, Father, for the grace of heaven there. The life of God there, the spirit of God, the living God, spirit of the living God there, increasing and growing, causing resurrection life, getting past the mind of men into the habitation of heaven in Jesus' name, into paradise in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Okay, don't stop. Here's what the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians. I knew a man who went to the third heaven. Whether he was in the body or out of the body, he didn't know. Couldn't tell a difference. Because he was conscious of himself, but he's conscious of himself outside his body, but he wasn't sure if he was in or out, right? And scripture says, I went to paradise. He's still living, but he went to paradise, Pastor Jerry. See, that's what you want, and that's what God's going to give you. He's going to watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. See, the carnal mind can never get that. But his Paul said, a living person said, I went to paradise, but I couldn't tell where I was in and out the body, right? That is the capacity of your spirit man. It has that capacity. It has the capacity. You know. There's that movie, Thoughts Are Coming Too Fast. There's that movie. By the little girl who fell in a tree. I don't know how I found that movie because those, you know, I don't watch those. Those are too squishy for me. But she fell in the tree. Not enough violence. It's squishy, D. It's squishy. She fell in the tree. Miracles, who said that? Okay, baby, yeah. Miracles from heaven. And she was, after they got her out and got her back, and she was talking to her parents afterwards, and she said, I forgot to tell y'all this. I saw myself outside of my body. And when I was down in that hole like that, you know. Of course, you know, the whole story was she was healed and things like that. Like, but my whole point is, there's a spirit in you that's bigger than you. So I got to keep sharing this because they were trying to minister that to us today. I'm trying to raise you higher than your thought life. I'm trying to raise you higher than what you think your destiny is. Right? Because if you start using your spirit, man, you're going to see some higher things. Right? To have a different perspective when you get in the spirit like that. So it's God raising this house up so that we can see things from a higher spiritual perspective. And we're growing in the spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Do y'all know your capacity? Listen, when the caterpillar is in, it's the old creation, crawling, looking down, can't see itself doing anything but, except for it has to submit to a higher law. Okay, stay with her. Okay, good. Okay, good. There's a higher creation for us, right? There's a higher creation for the caterpillar. Much higher. All it has to do is yield to the divine law. It may look like you belong to earth. It may look like that's your destiny. Mr. Caterpillar. That's what it might look like. But inside you, inside your spirit man, if you will, is a potential that you haven't seen. You probably haven't even thought about it yet. That's just an example. That creation was so that God could try to teach it to you. Y'all know we belong to a flying realm. And if we submit to what we're sharing tonight, with today, what they sung, right? Deep calling out to something deeper than you can see or feel. If you submit to a new creation where old things have passed away, the crawling has passed away. Do you know crawling has passed away for Shanique? Do you know that church life has passed away for Shanique? Do you know that limitations has passed away for Shanique? Shanique's a spiritual creature. She sung the song, the blood done cleansed me, and now it's time to go up. Right? She can see paradise. She can see paradise today. Because it's in her. It's in her. She can't see it with our natural eyes, but the word of God said it's in her. So, Holy Spirit, you said the old passed away, I believe you. You said all things are new and all things of God, I believe you. All things of God, nothing of myself, I believe you. Help me die to myself so I can catch the higher things. He's got a caterpillar. Think about the transformation. Think about the equipment God gives you. You don't have any of your own. Let's God give it to you. The equipment to fly. The equipment to have wings. The equipment to discern in another realm. The equipment the capacity to grow and just go beyond whatever you thought you could. That's in Tabo. That's in Derek. That's in each one of us. We belong to another order. We belong to another order. Don't get down on yourself. Stay with it. That blood's, you know, that blood's going to keep cleansing us. Why? Because he wants us to fly. Amen. He wants us to fly. Praise God. You know, transformations is happening all over. Here's God. I think I'll let it go here. Here's God. He's so stuck on this. And Raquel kind of gave us this thing. All God knows is Christ. So if he can just get the seed of Christ in you, he looks past you. He looks past you. Look, you know, Tara can be downright ornery. But God, yeah, I know. Your mother told me. But here's the miracle. God so hung up on his son and his son in you, he'll look past all your orneriness. I just see my son in there. You say, God, I robbed a 7-Eleven. I just see my son in there. And the more that the more I can grow him in you, the more you're going to grow. The song was good, wasn't it? His blood done cleansed me. Now God grow me in Christ. It's like I shoot in the middle of a burnt out field. The field's still burnt out, but that shoot's starting to come forth. That's the life of God inside of us. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't care about what that. I just want, I'm going to feed that shoot. Let the life of God flow. I can feel her faith rising. Am I touching the right person? I can feel her faith rising. I can feel her confidence in herself falling. And having confidence in the God in her to do the work. There's nothing she can add. Not one thing she can add. Not one thing she can add to this. All she can do is submit to the new creation, Mike. If she submits to the new creation, the Holy Spirit's going to work it out, both the will and the do of God's good pleasure. Amen? We're going home. But we're going to go home in the Spirit. And in the power of an endless life and the power of the new creation, our minds are being renewed. Our thinking is being renewed. We're having more of the mind of Christ than the mind of man. And we old things have passed away. All things have become new. We're standing up in the kingdom of God, and nothing's going to change that. Amen? Amen. Pastor Jerry, will you close for me? And then we're going to release. Thank you, Chantel. Amen. Thank you, Miss Joyce.
Praise God. We're going home. We're going into a new home. We're going to experience paradise in the kingdom of God. Pastor was ministering about Abel. The Bible said that Jesus was the Lamb of God slain. Abel saw that from the foundation of the world. How come he come bringing a lamb? He saw it. I prophesy the ability to see. I prophesy the ability to see. We plundered around too long in darkness. Oh, yeah, light's on, but we're in darkness because we cannot see the light of heaven and all that God has for us as the abundant life. We're still destituted because we don't have the abundant life. The other thing, and I'm going to sit down, that caterpillar, it don't do nothing to help itself. It's a divine nature on the inside of that caterpillar. That there comes a certain time and a certain place. The transformation is going to take. Nothing can stop it. Even that's in the caterpillar can't stop it. When it's time. And it's time, y'all. It's an awakening on the inside of us that hell can't stop. Geraldine can't stop because it's my season and it's my time to fly, to come out of this Adamic curse and live in the life of heaven. He's crawling along one day. Then something starts happening. He wants to still crawl, but he can't crawl because something is happening. It's happening, it's shaking. He can't help it. The next thing you know, he's in the cocoon. He can't stop it. It's a divine thing. He was created that way. Don't y'all think God created us more than he created the caterpillar? There's a divine nature on the inside of us. That this morning he said, I'm posturing you to come forth as that butterfly springs out of that cocoon, a changed, never look. He don't. What's the phenomenal about it? The transformation is so phenomenal. It don't represent nothing that was. It doesn't represent anything that was. Come on, y'all. Come on now. Why are we still looking the same? Jesus. I prophesy a transformation. A divine, awaken that light of heaven that's on the inside of you. I prophesy it. Derek Ferrante, there's a light on the inside of you that the Holy Ghost is lighting. Why do you think he said Holy Ghost and fire? It's take the fire to light the candle down on the inside of me and to open up my understanding. No more caterpillar living, y'all. No more. He's been postured today. We're getting ready to break forth. And you know what I read one time? That if you try to help that caterpillar, you kill it. And Christianity has been trying to help us. And all it's done is. Killing us. There's a divine something on me that if I just yield to it, we make it hard because we're struggling. I want to stay like this, Lord. Well, I said, but no, there's something more beautiful. What the song say? Restoration, piece by piece. Making us clean with his red blood, washing us white. All that was is gone, Mike. All that was is gone. Robert is gone. Burn is gone. It's gone. The new is upon us. 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 Deep is crying to deep now. He's calling us up out of crawling on the ground and conforming and changing into what he created us to be. A beautiful, wonderful, glorious, holy, sanctified, consecrated symbol of his son. We're supposed to be just like Jesus. The deep is trying to help the deep in you. The river is rising. I think it's up here now, y'all. We started out with the knee this morning. It's up here now. I thank God. Father, I just thank you for this word that has come forth. The word of heaven. The word of life. The word of transformation. The word of change. The word that's lifting us up and lifting us out of the old and into the new. That new creation and that new order will manifest itself in all of our lives. We will never, ever again, from this day forward, be anything other than the Son of God. Nothing else will do. Nothing else. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the life of heaven. Christ in me, paradise. The Christ in me, the abundant life. The Christ in me on the throne. The Christ in me taking flight from this world. The Christ in me giving life to others. But Christ has got to be in me first. And it's got to grow and develop. Father, I thank you for the divine change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for the divine change. Nothing can stop it, P-Love. Nothing can stop it. This is our time. This is our season to blossom and be transformed, to come out of the old, flying into the new. We walking or crawling into the new, flying into the new. Take these shoes off and run around this place. He's good like that. He's good like that. He's life. He's life. And that more abundantly. I prophesy over everyone in here. I prophesy life, the abundant life of Christ, manifesting itself in you, in your family, in all that you are, to the very circumference, the very center of my being, yields in response to nothing else. Yields in response to nothing else. That butterfly is not going to go back and be a caterpillar. I bet you that. If we've been transformed, let's not go back. Let's not look back. Let's not think back. Let's walk forward. Walk in the kingdom of God. Love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Out-of-body experiences, encounters, and revelation coming. We don't have to ask God like Christians say. We don't have to do nothing but get at his feet and let him be in us. everything we need will come. We don't have to ask. You don't have to ask. You just have to be. Be his. And he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll make old things pass away for you. He'll open doors for you. God, I thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, everyone, for coming, for receiving, for pulling life out of Pastor, for pulling life out of him and receiving that impartation. Be blessed in Jesus. Amen.